Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Version of Goldberg could be that. The problem is, I don't think he's willing to adjust. He's had one type of match his entire career, which he comes in and squashes people. So.
Okay, but I guess this is the question I have. So the first time when we brought it back, remember he came back, they were like honoring him like as a legend and whatnot, and the crowd went bananas. And everyone's like, oh, well, let's hop on this gravy train. I don't get the sense that... everyone's like, man, I'm really just hankering for some Goldberg again.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the last time we saw him,
it felt like we're good at that point.
That
like,
was a great ending.
Yeah, like cool.
Yeah, let's move on beyond that. And well, apparently they didn't think that was good enough.
No, they,
I don't know.
They decided they wanted a more healthy lineup. Or a more healthy buffet of it. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Zach Edey's had more than just surgery in the for the news department, so we'll tell you about it. Maybe indeed his surgery has caused his latest development.
Oh, that's
so we gotta wonder about that.
Breaking news with Zach Edey.
We'll talk about that during the list. CJ Hurt also coming up during hour number two. Stick around and listen to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and they're making it bigger than ever because right now, Robert Irwin Jewelers is launching the Summer of 1,000 Engagements with a 1,000-carat diamond giveaway. They're giving away 1,000 carats of diamonds. If you spend $999 or more, you will get free diamond jewelry. For example, buy a 1.2-carat total diamond or double halo diamond engagement ring for only $14.99 and get a free diamond tennis bracelet as well. Also, you can get the 3.5-carat total weight diamond engagement ring featuring a three carat above love star diamond that delivers unmatched sparkle and performance. $39.99. You'll also get a pair of diamond stud earrings with that. If you want to design something one of a kind, you can design your own engagement ring, and it's risk-free with Robert Irwin Jewelers, meant to be guaranteed. If you're not satisfied with the custom-made engagement ring, you have a full 365 days to return it, full purchase price, no questions asked. Also, during the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, you can save up to 40% on engagement rings, anniversary bands, and wedding sets at the Summer of Engagement or 1,000 Engagements going on right now. Also, shop early and get the free diamond jewelry with your purchase of $999 or more while supplies last. You can also propose now and pay later with great financing options like 12 months at 0% interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay with a low APR. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their 5 locations, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Let's get into the list. Zach Edey. All right, boys. Turns out he's got maybe more than just a bummed ankle. Maybe he's got lead foot.
What a summer here already. Summer hasn't even officially started yet.
Lafayette, Indiana. Police say they stopped former Purdue basketball star Zach Edey on May 1st, driving 101 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone on Indiana 25 in southern Tippecanoe County. Edey's northbound Kia Sorento passed the Indiana State Police Trooper's southbound vehicle
at 7.03 p.m., according to a probable cause affidavit. When the trooper caught up to the speeding car, Edie turned eastbound onto Tippecanoe Road and stopped. Edie has an initial hearing at 10.30 a.m. Monday in Tippecanoe Superior 6 on a misdemeanor charge of reckless driving. Edie, 23, of Memphis, told police he was trying to pass a vehicle as an explanation for speeding. The former Boilermaker was drafted, of course, by the Memphis Grizzlies after leading Purdue to the championship game in 2024. Purdue's men's basketball social media accounts posted a photo of Edie among other players and alumni in Mackey Arena on May 6th. Okay, so a couple of things here. Without knowing anything, that just sounds like a speed trap. Agreed?
Yes.
Like, yeah. That sounds like something that you think's a freeway, interstate, all of a sudden turning to 55 and 100% a speed trap.
Like Sam Cooper, like we're
correct. Yeah, yeah, when you go from 40 to Cooper, when it goes from 70 to 55. So, number one, going to defend him there as a speed trap. Is the best explanation I was trying to pass? I don't think it's a bad one, but I've also always wondered.
Not the worst we've heard.
Has anyone ever successfully tried the Tommy Boy? The bees? I've always wondered. Like, has anyone ever tried it?
Successfully? No.
I mean, there was that story that came out, was it last week or earlier this week, that, hey, be careful. Don't be driving around with your windows down in certain areas. There might be cicadas coming into your vehicle.
Yeah, the cicadas are
back. Cicadas are back this summer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Might get in the car, might cause you to crash, because that did actually happen.
It was big last year. But so wait, so Zach Edey, like he spends 1 year in Memphis, and he's already out, committing crimes.
In his Kia.
Can we go into the vault here?
Let's go.
I did give a fist pump when I saw it wasn't in Memphis. Like, it's one of those things where it's just like, please.
What do you think will happen in Memphis? Like, do you think the police are going to... I mean, if a Grizzly player gets pulled over, what's going
to
happen?
I think that if you... Listen, I'm not saying this is what I'm saying, but many out there would point out he was used to driving in Memphis.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. He was driving like he was in
correct.
Memphis, hadn't adjusted.
Correct.
Probably.
Also...
In Tippecanoe, is that where...
May 1st... That would have been pre-surgery, too, right?
Pre-surgery. So, yeah, I was wondering. I wonder
if that's where he got hurt.
I initially thought he was driving on cruise control at that speed because, like, his foot, you know, he wouldn't be able to be.
Honestly, spiritful disclosure, didn't realize Kia Sorentos had that kind of giddy-up.
That's what I was telling Kevin. Not. I was wondering, what car big enough really is that kind of
Well, because that,
kinda that zip?
Was, I think Drew had the story. Was it maybe Gigi found out that Edie had a Kia and it like just tickled him to death?
That sounds about right. That sounds like something that Gigi would get a kick out of.
The Sorento, is that the sedan or is that the mom SUV?
That's the mom SUV.
That is kind of tough though. Like, what is an appropriate car for a 7'4 guy? Like, I also wonder this. At 7'4, does the car have to be modified? Does he have to have a
the seat goes back pretty far in cars now, right? Like
the Sorento's also it's pretty big.
Well, it was initially according to Wikipedia a compact SUV, but the second generation transitioned into a larger car base. So I'm guessing he has a newer generation. It's technically placed into the midsize crossover SUV class. So it's only a midsize.
Do we make sedans anymore? Because I think
not many.
What's the thing now? Ford has, I think, discontinued the entire line with the exception of, I think they're still making Fusions as fleet cars for like companies.
That sounds about right. So, what about Chevy? They don't make the Cruze anymore, do they?
I think Chevy was getting out of that game. But
do they still make the Malibu? Because that was always funny to me. I've never seen a Chevy Malibu in Malibu.
That tracks.
The Sorento is positioned between the smaller Sportage, the Kia Sportage, and the larger Telluride, which is...
The Telluride's the big boy.
That looks like something that Zach Edey should upgrade to. I don't know how his car survived this speeding incident.
Also, I think Kia did the thing where they came in and just like undercut everybody with pricing. Like they flooded the market. They're like, because what their luxury brand's Genesis.
Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of a pivot too, because wasn't Genesis a version of a Kia, and then they just decided, oh, we're making this our luxury
brand?
That
was like their higher end, like sporty sedan, and they just made it a full brand.
101 in a 55 is going to be pricey.
So he was going 101 in a 55.
Correct.
So should he change his jersey number to one of these numbers? Is it possible? Can you have a 101? I don't think you can. But can he get a 55?
No, you can't do triple digits yet.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. No, because it'll take up space from sponsorship.
I mean, he is. What's right now? He's 14.
He needs to change it to 55.
I don't think anyone wears 55.
Zeebo was 50.
It's an old J-Will number back.
I would say J-Will. What was Big Country?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I always feel like
I think Ostertag was 00. I'm trying to think of my big white guys. 55 always just feels like a big white guy number.
55 I associate with Burley. J-Will as the Memphian, even though he didn't wear it here, but that was the number that I type in Big Country, and you know he doesn't come up initially on the Google search anymore. So I'm going to have to type Grizzlies after it, and then we'll see. There he is. He was 50. He was 5050, the now retired Zeebo number.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cole Anthony is going to have to change that.
I will say 55, and maybe this is just from like growing up when you had the rules for how you could wear your numbers, where you couldn't have anything above 5 because officials had to be able to make it with one hand.
Right.
And 55 was usually always the biggest jersey that came in the pack. 55 is just a center to me.
And so it's perfect, right? He could be switched to number 55.
Yeah. What's a good center number?
I think Badgley actually has a pretty good center number right now. 35?
Yeah.
Something in the 30s. I mean, Gasol, of course, was 33.
Shaq, 33, Magic. And then, no, maybe 32 Magic, 33 Lakers, because I think 32 obviously retired.
Hashim Thabeet was 34.
I think you have to avoid. I think you have to avoid 34. You just don't want that karma. You don't want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I guess you could say, like, if you're someone that wants to resurrect that number, like maybe that could be an air of confidence. I think the problem is there's no.
Still
I don't.
Still a tough look.
Yeah, and I just think you don't want to be.
Huff has a good center number, just straight up 30.
I did
that.
Always like 00.
Grizzlies don't have a 00.
Do we even have a 0 anymore?
Yeah, that's Jalen.
Is he 0?
Jalen 0.
Wells, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't realize that. I feel like, is there a point in your life, like I used to be encyclopedic, like with numbers, and now I got no idea. Is there like an age where you just stop caring, or is it you just get older and there's other stuff? Like, you know what I mean? Like you're just not filing it away. Like I feel like
I know the current. So the big numbers you need to know, most people know, are 12 and 13 right now. Right? We know 12, 13. So is it a statement if we can get a Grizzly player? There's nobody's word is 11 right now. Right? That's what Conley's old number is going to get retired. And then
see, I don't because the other
cause
thing,
if you're wearing it, you're not. They're going to take it away from you in the next year or so. And then so we 12, 13. Do we have a 14?
Zach.
Okay, he is. Yeah, he is 14.
Edie is 14.
That's right.
So here we go.
So do we have 12? So that's a.
So Zion Poland doesn't have a number.
2.
They're showing him on the official roster as nothing. So Jalen's 0. Oh, Scotty's 1.
Two-way. Yeah.
KCP, they're officially giving him 3. Even though KCP's now official roster still has him in his Magic uniform. Vince is 5. Santi's 7. Lamar Stevens, 8. Luke is 10. You're right. No 11. Ja 12. 13. Jaren. 14. Zach. 15. Brandon. 17. Yuki. 24. Cam. J Huff is 30. As George mentioned. Bagley's 35. GG 45. Conchar 46. Cole Anthony is listed as 50 right now. But to your point, I don't. That's the question.
So the move is to get to 16 because we're going
50 retired.
50's retired.
Or is it just his?
Zebo's 50. You can't wear 50.
They have him listed at 50 on the roster.
You can't wear it.
I think that might just because he wore 50 in Orlando.
Yeah, so.
Perhaps. But this is from the Grizzlies page.
There's a 12, 13, 4. It's just interesting. If you're a numbers person and you're looking at it, you know, Ja with 12 and the fact that Jaren's 13, and now we have Edie at 14. I mean, that's a huge statement saying, you know, I'm right here with the numbers right next to these other guys. So then if you're coming in and you pick 16 is what you want to pick. If you want long term, if you want to be in Memphis, unlike Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, get that number.
I guess the other thing is I feel like I care about numbers way more in football than I do the other sports. The only thing that I think is weird, I still think it's weird when pitchers have single digits, even though I acknowledge single digit numbers are usually the best numbers. But I am way more particular, like the Texas receiver that just got drafted by the Packers.
Matthew Golden?
Yeah, Golden's going to wear 22. No, thank you. That's
a running back.
That's a running back number, or that is like the kick return specialist.
Yeah.
19. Anytime I see a quarterback wearing 19, I just assume he sucks. I get it. Johnny Unitas wore 19, but there's something about 19 that doesn't look right to me.
I don't know. For me, a lot of double digit numbers for quarterbacks don't look right to me. Like 12, I can get behind, but some of I can't. 10, okay.
I like 10.
12 is okay.
I got no problem with 11.
We don't see many 11s at quarterbacks, do we?
Not really. What never made sense to me, Mahomes went from 5 in college to 15 in the NFL.
Did he get drafted 15th?
I thought he got drafted like 10th. I assumed there had to already be a 5 on.
He was drafted, let's see.
Maybe his dad wore 15.
Maybe. He was drafted 10th.
He was 10th,
right.
Yeah.
I remember they traded up for him.
Yeah, I don't. In general, I prefer. Let's see. What are the other ones like? Okay.
8 is solid.
I think any of the single digits work. The only thing I'll always listen to an argument, if you don't want your quarterback wearing 1 simply because you want him to be a better leader. But I have no problem. I think Cam Ward rocks 1, and he looks awesome in it.
Yeah, and I think the story of that, like that whole thing with Warren Moon coming out and giving it to him as well.
2 looks good. 3 looks good. Obviously, it's the best number you can have. 4 obviously looks good. 5 looks pretty good. Some people argue about 6.
Well, we both know someone wearing 6.
Well, no, but I look Baker. And also, my other theory about
Jackson. But.
Well, yeah, no, Jackson's wearing it. But Baker. There are people that argue about 6, but I also argue for 6. My other theory is I want quarterbacks that played baseball. 6 is a big-time shortstop number, usually the best player on the team. 7 works. 8.
I think 8's good. I like 8.
9's fine. Yeah, I think most of the single digits all work. It's just 19. If I see a guy wear 19 at quarterback, I'm like, that's the... And it's tough for me. Jameis is wearing 19 right now, and that's who I want the Giants to play. That's tough for me.
Okay, can we put Stephen A. Smith on the list real quick?
Sure.
The
perpetual. Maybe it's just emeritus.
Look, we're in day 2 of talking about Stephen A. Smith, but I saw a story from Sports Illustrated, right? That and it seems like we're not alone, right? There's a reason Memphis is focused on Stephen A. Smith today, right? But Sports Illustrated has a story up from Jimmy Traina. About Stephen A. Smith is, I'll say, ticking off so many people these days is the headline. And he compiled a list of headlines about what people, stories about Stephen A. Smith. These are not even really focused on the Memphis story. These are other stories. So, like, we're not alone in the fact that, as you're saying, Jeffrey, he's doing his job, right? So here's a headline from Awful Announcing. Nick Wright accuses Stephen A. Smith of lying over awful responses to 2 recent incidents. From Barrett Sports Media, why Stephen A. Smith isn't the person news/talk radio should emulate. Another story. These are all stories from today about Stephen A. Smith. From Jason Fitz, Stephen A. Smith walks, talks, lives, eats, breathes stereotypes. From Awful Announcing, Cody Decker snipes a little B, Stephen A. Smith following Tyrese Halliburton take. Yahoo Sports. Sports fans, done with ESPN, Stephen A. Smith. We have.
I think Fitzy actually said that on Jason and John.
Did he say that? Did they get picked up? It might have got picked up.
Well, I think Jason works for Yahoo.
Yeah, Fitz does.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there.
But I think he said that here.
Sports Media Watch. NBA will be better off without Stephen A. Smith. USA Today.
I got news for y'all.
Ain't going anywhere.
I don't think they would be better off. I think that's not accurate. I think Stephen A. Smith, you need the Stephen A. Smiths and the Charles Barkleys, which they of the world. But USA Today, ESPN paid Stephen A. Smith $100 million to not watch the NBA Finals. Anyway, that's just, we're not the only ones reacting to Stephen A. Smith. But that's because that's what you're supposed to do. He's making everybody react right now. And none of these are positive.
I think it's a lot like, I mentioned it off the air, but I always forget, what was the Netflix air quotes documentary about social media? I can't remember if it was the Anti-Social Network or whatever, but like,
was it the Social Dilemma?
Social Dilemma. It's like, when I got to the end, it's like, I felt like everyone missed the point. Like, the conclusion was, we do it to ourselves. Like, in the end, if we don't watch him, he doesn't have a platform, and he's not marketable, and therefore he's not making it. But we do. And, like, that's kind of my whole thing is, like, I can't really fault him. Like, in the end, he's providing something that we consume.
And it's just this continuous circle, right? He's creating the content for these other news outlets.
Correct. It's the, it keeps the feeding take it. Ecosystem.
He's feeding.
Because,
feeding.
Honestly... when I think back on one of those headlines that you read, like, don't emulate Stephen A. Smith, like, if I'm giving advice to an aspiring media type, I'm not necessarily saying that. What I would say is, I can't do it. Like, you can wildly disagree with me, and plenty of people do, but I do think most people would acknowledge I am telling you what I think. Like, I can't do the character.
Right.
It's just, I've never been able to pull it off. And so... if you're someone that can do it, now, what I would say is a point that you've made, oftentimes when something gets successful, then you start to have the copycats and then like the watered down versions. What I would tell you is, if you're going to do it, you have to be like Stephen A. Like, I think Stephen A is like, almost like method with it. Like, I think he believes it.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, I think he believes it in the method way.
Correct.
Right, in the method way.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest thing is the fact that he is kind of just playing a character. Like, that, at least that's what it feels like in a lot of times. Like, I could have sworn, like, semi-recently, within, like, the last year, I found, like, a 10-ish minute video kind of breaking down how is Stephen A. actually just camp? Like, is he just playing this character that in a way is like just kind of self-evolving and he's kind of stuck in it? Because it's not even when he's on the air.
Is he living the gimmick?
I think that might...
like the Ric Flair? Flair,
yeah. Yep.
Might be what's happening. Although I also do kind of love whenever... what's the soap opera that he's on whenever he's on there?
General Hospital thing?
Yes, whenever little clips of him doing anything on there just go crazy in like the sports
But like
sphere.
The other thing that keeps coming to mind when you're reading all this, they don't talk about nobodies, man.
Well, yeah. No, and you're right. Like, the advice is to... you don't want to look like the poor man Stephen A. Smith, right? You don't want to look like you're trying to be Stephen A. Smith. But, you know, hey, could you be your own market, Stephen A. Smith? Like, could you be like, it would be a compliment if somebody said, so-and-so is the Memphis version of Stephen A. Smith. I think that'd be that means you're doing something right.
Well, I mean,
you're Nashville's version of Stephen A. Smith. That's what you could be if you're giving advice. Like, you're Birmingham, Stephen A. Smith. You're Atlanta, Stephen A. Smith. Like, you could be the Stephen A. Smith of your own market, but you would look like you're trying to be Stephen A. Smith on the national stage.
I mean, I just keep coming back to, it's the time we live in, but you know, when you point out things that we've seen, like, I haven't seen the Jake Paul, is it Jake or Logan Paul? The Max, it's one of the Pauls, but the clip that always stands out to me on the trailer that they show all the time during wrestling pay-per-views is attention is a currency.
Oh, yes. And that's what it goes back to your
And it's like, in the end, like, he...
How are you using your time? I you know, I preach that all the time, yeah. How are you using your time, and how are you using your money? You control that, and what you do with it is quite often impacting somebody else in a positive or negative way. And so be smart with how you use your time, and be smart with how you use your money. Most of these headlines, I mean, I disagree with most of them, but they're, you know, getting people to click. Like the NBA.
Well, that's the other thing, is like it also develops the ecosystem of, oh, here's a negative story about Stephen A. I hate Stephen A. Now I want to click on that. Like it's like self-perpetuating. Like it just creates more attention. All right. Speaking of people we want to give our attention to, CJ Hurt. We'll welcome him next to the program right here on Jeff Rett and Company, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. CJ Hurt is a Grind City Media personality. You can see him every weekday morning on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. You can also follow him on the HBCU Huddle, Twitter, and X at ConRadicalness. CJ, have you ever been popped for a 101 speeding ticket and a 55?
No. I've been pulled over for doing 72 and a 70.
You got pulled over for that? That's on the cop.
Being young, man. Being young, I used to get pulled over all
I had a Germantown judge throw my driver's license across the courtroom because I got 3 speeding tickets in like 45 days when I was like basically like the first 90 days of driving.
I avoid Germantown. Listen, Germantown, Bartlett. I can be going, this has happened to me, Germantown. I'm going one way. The cop is going the other way. The officer then pulled behind me. You're like, yo, why are you pulling me over right now?
Have we ever figured out...
How to deal with that?
I feel like physics should say that that's not an accurate reading. If you're going in one direction and you're trying to get the speed, which is clocking, it's firing
Jeffrey,
radar.
Jeffrey.
I got to feel like that's not accurate. But no, that's a jerk. That's like play number one.
Radar? You think they're using radar?
No, that's play.
Driving through Germantown.
Well, hey, buddy, they've gotten little white dude going through Germantown plenty too. But like, my point is like, I think it's the base play in their offense. Like, you know, like when you install inside zone or your first ever, you know, whatever your 1-4 set is, the first one they do is they teach cops in Germantown going one way how to pull people over for speeding the other direction.
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous the way that they had. I was getting pulled over in a year, man. I would be getting pulled over 8 or 9 times, not for doing anything. Just like you're getting pulled over. I used to stay. What's the apartments over off? If you're in the city, over off of Sycamore View, Macon. You're aware there's like 3 apartments over there. One of them is the Arbors, and there's another one. But whatever it is, one of those apartments over there.
One of them, is that the Wyndham?
Maybe. I'm getting pulled over coming out of the apartment, right? So I just come out of the apartment, and I'm getting pulled over 3 or 4 different times. Like, yeah, you didn't stop all the way at the stop sign. No, wait. Yes, I did. You have to stop at that stop sign because you can't see the traffic.
You can't, yeah, you'll get
T-boned. What
are you
talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about, man? So that's me driving. Maybe Zach Eady had diarrhea or something like that. How is he driving? Which foot is the boot on? Isn't he in a boot?
So so it happened May 1st, because my first thought was, not only does he have plates in his ankle, he's got lead in his foot, but it was on May 1st. So the other thing I was thinking of, like, all, I guess a lot of Purdue alum were back playing basketball there. I was wondering if that's where he got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Maybe.
But yeah.
We were laughing like
driving 100 miles an hour is two different things.
Well, because we were laughing, we were thinking he used the excuse he was trying to pass someone. I think also.
Well, there you go. The having to go to the bathroom excuse is out, which is always, anytime me and my wife, we see somebody driving crazy on the road, we're like, well, maybe they've got to go poop. Because that's when you're driving crazy.
Y'all are better people than I do, because normally when people see like erratic, I'm just like, I hope they wreck. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Jeffrey, that's my wife.
Yeah, I'm just like, and then occasionally, like, not, I'm not talking like flip and, you know, life in danger, but like, run into the median, like scratch up the side of your car and have to pull over. Like, I'm rooting for that.
Are y'all listening to this driving around town right now? You're all listening to this?
It's
all
only right. People. It's only, you know who you are. Well, then, like, occasionally you will see, like, occasionally it'll happen where you see the car and, like, as I drive by, like, first I check and make sure they're okay, obviously, as I'm driving by. And then you give, like, a slight little fist pump.
Be careful out there, Jeff. Be careful. I don't know if you heard what Stephen A. Smith had to say about the city. So CJ, how could you not? Do you think NBA rookies are underpaid if they're driving Kia Sorentos?
Listen, Kia Sorento. Wait a second, is that what Zach Eady was in?
Yeah, well, that's. I think that's
still a small car.
So we looked at it.
Jeffrey might be too big for a Kia.
Well, I drive a big car to fight the Napoleon complex. I got a Tahoe or a Yukon.
There's no reason. Jeffrey does have a bigger car than Zach Eady.
Yeah.
That's
and I'm a half
absurd.
I'm half of Zach Eady.
But that's what he was driving.
Yeah, Zach Eady is way too big for one of these, isn't he?
I feel like you're looking it up. Like, it's not the biggest Kia.
It's an SUV.
But there are bigger ones.
Drew,
from Kia.
I think Drew wrote the story. Maybe it was DeMichael, but I think it was Drew that. During training camp, I think Gigi was riding with him, and he didn't know what car he had, and he saw him pull up, and like it just tickled Gigi to death that Zach Eady had that car.
Oh, and it wasn't the car Zach Eady had was significantly smaller than the Kia Sorento, so maybe it's this baby step. Maybe he's slowly but surely increasing the size of his car with every
he's
year.
Smart with his money. I respect that. Yeah.
I mean, I guess the other question is like...
At 7'4", get a Buick. Shaq fits in a Buick, according to the commercial, do something.
Well, we were laughing at that. So during the U.S. Open, when there was the rain delay, they just showed Tiger winning at Torrey Pines in 08. And then you realize, like, Tiger had Buick slapped all over his bag. And it's just like, I just remember the, like,
the jokes at the time were like, Tiger may tell you to buy a Buick, Tiger ain't driving a Buick. That was also like a time when like Buick was just like exclusively the car that your grandparents had.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if you could do a Hit 100 and a Buick and a 55.
Well, like that was the other thing.
He was one over one.
Like, this went over one.
I was like, I didn't know the Hyundais had that kind of giddy up.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, if he can get his car up to 101, I mean that's.
I'm trying to think of the worst one I've ever gotten. I think I got popped. I'm gonna say I got popped at 88 in a 70.
So he's going to court on Monday, according to Matt Infield over at Action News 5.
Okay.
For
so, I mean, what's the penalty for this? Pay a fine and keep it pushing?
I would presume your insurance is going up. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's reckless driving. It is very, I mean, he's almost going double the speed limit, which is something.
This feels like one you pay an attorney like $500 and then it gets pled down to something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen. There are way worse things that can happen to a player in the offseason than 100 in the 55, right? Memphis has lived through some of those offseasons, well, one of those offseasons. Slow it down, Zachy. Take it easy. Has he not seen the billboard? I guess not, because he's in Indiana. Don't they have the slow it down billboards up in Memphis still?
Yeah, just
the reckless driving billboards still up. So, yeah, take it easy, Zachy. Unless you just really got to go to the bathroom, then I understand. Like, you've got to be able to put the pedal to the metal to get to the restroom.
I do love those electronic boards. It's like, yeah, how many people have been like, you know what? I looked up at that sign. I was going to keep driving fast, but now that I was reminded, I'm not. I'd like to know what the batting average is on this. All right. Do you want to
just like the buckle it up sign?
Yeah, click it or ticket. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's like the reason
now that you mention it, I will click it. I don't want that ticket.
Yeah, I've always loved it.
I think he was wearing a seatbelt because they didn't mention it.
Yeah, they did not mention that. The other thing that we got to ask you about, because we haven't talked to you, what do you make of the Desmond Bane trade?
Oh, I love the haul that the Grizzlies got. And it's a shame that you can't keep the players you drafted and you developed in the NBA. But you can't, especially once they get good. Desmond Bane was good enough. He earned the contract that he got. Jaren Jackson Jr. was good enough. He earned the contract he got. Ja Morant is good enough. He earned the contract he got. And unfortunately, you can't have three max players.
Yeah.
You just can't. That severely hampers what you're able to do. I know that the second apron was put in place to keep teams in larger markets, keep teams in glamour markets from being able to buy championships by just buying the best players and then being able to field a competent team around the best players. I understand that. I appreciate that. But if the part of it was in a smaller market, you want to be able to keep your homegrown players. This system right here isn't working to do that quite yet. I would like to see some type of an exception put into place, like a mid-level, like similar to mid-level exception, trade exception, those types of things as it pertains to the NBA salary cap. I would love to see something put in place for, okay, you drafted this dude and you developed him. Okay, we're going to let you be able to go over the cap and over the tax to keep him around just because, and we're not going to penalize you for it because you've got these, if you're three max players, the Thunder are going to have this issue in a couple of years. If you're three max players, are all players that you drafted, or if two of the three are players that you drafted, I would like for you to be able to keep those players around. Sadly, the Grizzlies weren't able to keep Bane and continue to field not necessarily a competitive roster. They won't be competitive, but get depth in positions that they needed depth at and to get and make improvements in areas that they needed to make improvements. For the price of one Desmond Bane, the Grizzlies picked up two rotation players and four first-round draft picks. Like, you just have to do that.
I mean, I have not met anybody, talked to anybody since Sunday that does not like the trade. Does that person exist, Jeffrey? I know people voted on a poll.
So there are people, and I think that this is a defensible position.
I think there are people that said this team was not a ton of fun to watch during the second half of the season, but Dez was one of the guys that you felt like gave a damn for, you know, excuse my French. And I think there's a lot of people that were bummed to see him go. But I think in general, most people, when they saw the return, to CJ's point, most people were like, oh, that's a pretty good return.
Get some potential people who might give a darn coming back already. So, yeah.
But we ran a poll, and again, not scientific, but it was simply, you know, do you support the trade, yes or no? And CJ was 88-12. I thought most people would be in favor. I just didn't think it'd be that overwhelming, but I think it might also speak to something Kevin and I have talked a lot about. Like, I do think it's an acknowledgement. Like, I think the fan base was excited to see, well, at least they're doing something, because I do think there was a growing sense of restlessness of, really, you're just going to run everything back next year? Like, I do think it was...
But they did something, not necessarily just to do something. They might have done it just to do something, but what they got back in return made it where you can't really critique it. Like, it's like, this is great. Because the word Hall has been the word of the week in Memphis on talk radio and on YouTube, CJ. It's an unbelievable haul. And now, do you think the Grizzlies will actually use the draft pick next week, CJ?
If they do, I'd be curious to know why, and I'd be curious to know what the plan is. The couple years ago, hey, we're not getting any younger, and then you get younger, and then this year we accidentally, unintentionally got younger. And listen, when you have a player like a Jalen Wells who slips to you in the second round and then outperforms his draft pick number, like, that's huge. That's great. You need some of those. When you have a player like Zach Edey who comes in, you drafted him in the lottery, and he showed signs of why you drafted him as early as you did, that's great. There's no shame in that. But if you are continuing to take on young talent, then you continue to push the opening of the championship window back further. You know what I'm saying? So if you're saying, if your thought is, hey, we got Job, we got Jaren, let's go make a push, you can't make a push by taking on somebody else younger. If they draft somebody younger, I'd be interested to see what other offseason moves they will make on top of that. But I would, if I was general manager, I don't talk to the general manager up here, people, newsflash, we don't see one another. But if I was the general manager, I'd be breaking my neck to try and find somebody who values a couple of picks and maybe some of the players left on the roster so that I can flip those into another rotation player and fill some needs. They need another center, I think. They have a lot of bigs, but I'm not sure how comfortable you are, especially with Zach Edey coming into the season injured. I'm not sure how comfortable you are running out the bigs that you are going to have to run out, right? Like, I'm not sure how much faith you would have in a Jay Huff to play significant minutes on a team that is going to be in contention for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. I'm not sure Marvin Bagley III, et cetera, et cetera. So I would hope that they package that and get a center, maybe a 3-and-D wing. All the way it goes, just package it and get somebody in who can help you now, because that draft pick is not going to help you now. They'll give you hope for the future, but they won't help you right now. And this team, if they believe that they can make a push next year, they'll have to get pieces to help them now.
CJ, we appreciate it, buddy.
All right, y'all.
That is CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. We come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, hand up. Jeannie Buss has agreed to sell the Lakers.
What?
She will remain as the governor, so they say, which I wondered, but that's what they said with Mark Cuban. My spidey sense is going off. Why have they not released the value?
That's a great question.
It took like 6 seconds for us to find that the Celtics sold for $6 billion. I am very curious. So,
what's your prediction? It was a $6 billion for the Celtics? What are the Lakers worth? What do you think?
I almost wonder if they got the Celtics sold first. So Forbes values them at like 7.3. They do have control, I believe, of Staples Center.
It's not called that.
Yeah, whatever.
Crypto.com arena.
Yeah, crypto.com. I'm going to say seven.
You think so?
So seven,
you think
gonna, flat.
You don't think they got paid more than what has been valued?
My spidey sense is off that they've not announced the price.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll find out if I'm right. My thanks to CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.